ตุมาสิกขะตุกขาตะความหกขดตาตมานาปิติกิสีกัตตังยุทุกตมนิทาลุกิสมุกมิยงขัตตานิทาลุกิตมานาคิสิกขะตัตตาขดตองนุลุกตัวสุขันขตุกขามสกุลขุกมันนาปินริทฟกนากุตอยักษะกานขกับเปรตมาไอขวานิมัดตุ้งตุ้งเงินนั้นนุนัมตมัดตุ้งตุ้งเงินขลักขับปิดขลุกัวซาลิสควันน่ะอิงลูกตาของเราต้องคอยอุปิดมากุตตาซาลิสควันคือต้องทำซาลิจักเอาตามาตุ้มตุ้งมันน่ะสอกสกุขลักสกุมากุนขึ้นตาสกก็สมกันโอรสกัจจักตามมากุตตาการก้าวทุกสิ่งนี้นักสักเลยต้องตามกันโอรสกันนักสังกาอาจจะทนีเป็นเงินงาด
โอเคไมเคิล
I want to thank you for having me the opportunity to speak before you and my name is Mike James I am a senior at Alconac High School I am representing my civics and Alaska history classes and also Rebecca Damien We as Alaska Natives have lived here for thousands of years and during these years we have adapted to the changes in our environmentNow we face problems of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Many elders of the villages are not well educated and don't have the provisions and don't understand the provisions of the act. With cooperation, I believe we can educate them. Many people believe that after 1991, they will have to pay property taxes on their land. No one but the city.Municipal government can levy property taxes. The problem with disenfranchisement is those who are born after December 18, 1971 and cannot own stocks in regional corporations They can be included through the wills of their parents or relatives. Many people are afraid that they will lose their land to outsiders.They cannot lose it unless they sell it. Thank you.
Yeah, see, when you go, Mike, come, cutting, Mike James, senior, ni Alhanami High School, ami. Nim ko thoni civics na Alaska history classes ta ko thok bit kluki ma tai ko kut kan kanot nalau ki.Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act tak piyok kanak. Jilabot ko magkuta matum kali kamugilis ngan gitu. Matum so Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act tak ko kanak yah kajalita kay ngam afknaki. Tako ang ko kajalis ko tukso tapikum ta. Kajalim magkuta limanit ngut kali chaklo kita kay ngfkalo kay pikum ta sohul ta kajalin ko chikhatukut. Kajalim Yuk kuam sekum yacht kuam, nunaput kani prisna yuk suku, tamak na yuk suku 1991 mungkin ni, jadi nunaput taman attack sekian na yuk suku. Tamak tu kani sinum yacht kani taut attack sekian itu, tawam kuam ikut nunat makut city nuk pilas kita, municipal government tamak tu kuam.Taxes yang sih kepiu kuning makunek piut pipit nek. Atang hok salim kut kengau leput nasi wero cun naja kut. Kat ni hok sani ilawah kaya kut sali stakang khutung sharing khutung salim kuni national regional corporation nani salim mana inunam ni. Im kut sali.Angai kau kita hal dengan kalau tengah kalau tengah sali Setelah kau nungsa di tama aku nak kau unis biksu kuluki, pasi biksu kuspi yo maluki. Am sakit kau yut aling laksut mai, yuk nung nasan kisah dengan nung naik naik sutung. Nung naik ngai tu tuk, nung naik us ngai tu tuk, tak kau mukuk tu naik kau nungsa di tama nung nateng share teng nung naik ucikut.
Hi. Hello, my name is Anna Marie Moore. I'm a senior at the Imanak High School. Some of my comments about the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act are, I do not think that it is fair for the afterborns of 1971 to be left out and not be considered shareholders. Even though they are natives, I think that they have every right to become shareholders because they will, and I myself will be the future native leaders. In other words, they are going to be our future native leaders. If they are not considered shareholders, who will control the corporations and the land? I think the Alaska Native Settlement Act should be rewritten so that common everyday people would be able to read it and understand it. As it is written now, the only people that can really read and understand the act are the lawyers. I do not think that it is fair for the people who are born after 1971 to not have any say because we are the ones who are going to be affected by it. And the next generation after that. The older people are not going to be here all the time. We are the ones who are going to be affected. We should understand and be able to read the act. I think that it should be rewritten so that people like me could understand it. I would very much like it to be taught in schools where the future leaders can understand the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. I would also like to see that the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act be extended enough for the future natives to understand. I would also like to see the native culture kept alive for the younger generation. I feel that it is important for everyone to know what their ancestors were like. I would like to see it be carried out to the future generations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sihwanikwa Anna Marie Mora Nuluni Kanhtukka, senior Luni Mani Imanga High School ami. Matumtungin kanzok kuyak haluni claim settlement act tum kanhtuk. Manakuk ka pictures yan kasi kung nakakuhat na ilako ilo ta mako nagilamp na kingo lamp na pisat ta ako tuhok tama ko ta umiyak na kasi ako tani taum 1971 ang kingo kaniyukat yipingo ta ako sa mingo kung natin mako mingo luting ilakak kaya kapatuk ka pai chit kun pif knaki tama ko thuk ka ilak knaki pikam sting khoni gitl gut stai chi kut man nu na but corporation na but lo sisu khoni kwa up tuk ka ilaga ut khana lo ni matte mun na gitl gus kat khun nu na ut sting corporation na khtang lo chali khok si khoni tak kuni ilaga ut khar lo ni tamagut khokin ulani tamatum khoni unis biksuk ya kai saitin khoni cooperation nakhtang man na nun na sing khogul gut khuki man na thuk chali attam atlanga chunak sa kok andas kan it claim settlement nak takim ku se khloku huk taring na ri loku nak suna ri loku yum pitcha tun nak ku ni taring khka loku kotta khomai atlanga chim ma ngem ku thuk tam ki mang lawyer poki khil khpit ki mang khok tama ku tari ngumat tama na khok ka asi to kasin ri to khok khang kut nan khok ka ata lo kasi an ri to ka khok mem pilak sin ki mi sin tari ngumma khang kut ta khok pit khit tama na takumak tama ku khok ka nani akmak pilak sti tama tum ek tam
Thank you very much, students. May we keep the papers for the collection of the students' statements? Thank you very much. Perhaps now we could hear from Darlene Westlock and Darlene Westlock.
Hello, my name is Darlene Westlock. I'm a junior of Imang High School, and I feel that our generation is a lot different from my parents and forefathers. The difference is that our parents and forefathers lived freely off the land, while we right now depend on modern equipment, and now our older generations see that they say that they were happier then than they were now. And right now, we as younger generations have to explain in detail and go through papers and everything else that they had to go through, that they did not have to go through long ago. Thank you.
Hey, Darlene, what's like? I'm watching Niluni Pilk. Junior Aluni Pamani, Imangami High School. Ami. Think of my youth, good day, honey, qua. Im couldn't you let us to Nayo Connor? You let it hook up a night at tightly him good Tamani Tango Hanromokni. Samun Nacht Knatten. Nunam kayangan security ni katulot ng yusgut. Tawagam ko sa ito ng ayok kuna ng matum tayo yusgamang security ng saliya to kumilaw ito. Salihukin ko ito ni umuyok sa kaya. Siyulat ito ko. Kan kalak tu tak kaya mau meyusuk mengisuk ke anggalan ini lalu tengah yusuk tu mai hok tahun toh kat makut tuat naya kena mengasir usungi nasrit. Jadi hok mana litak kat jadi am seringi nak lani matung jadi matung tungin dan sama litak am tungin kali kelam seringi nak lani. Tak ni kok kali kami kan kena tengciu leh putih aku tuh ni ciu leh mengkan not kita tuh luki yusut sali kuat sama ke sekolah saya dengan kami cap nak sedang sali yus kata mana kata mana.
Thank you. Well, I think it's helpful to listen to what the students have to say because they are not only going to be the leaders of the community, but they are affected as some of them as shareholders and some who, of course, didn't receive shares, since those who were 12 years old before December 18th, 1983 are shareholders. Those who only turned 12 after that are not entitled to receive shares, and I suppose you have students at the school. Some are shareholders, some are not, some even in the same class, and of course children in the same family. Some are shareholders, some are not. And so I'm really interested to hear what the students have to say about these questions. Could we hear from Jim Carden?
Yes, I'm Jim Carden. I'm a resident and teacher in Mnemonic for the last 8 years, and I'm probably as nervous or more nervous than my students. I'd like to point out that it's a well-known fact that the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act is a very unique way of a government treating with its native people. The other day on TV, they had a speech by Ramsey Clark when he spoke at the AFN convention in October of this year. He was one of the negotiators for this act, and he pointed out that their original purpose and intent was to provide land for the native people to have for all time. That was their intent in going into negotiations. However, through compromise, et cetera, the land question was tied to the corporation. This, in my opinion, then makes the corporations very unique. These native corporations are set apart from any other corporation that I think we know of. They're unique in that they not only hold the money that a normal corporation would hold, but they're unique in the fact that they hold the past and the future of the native peoples. The past, the heritage, and the future is in the hands of the corporation, the shareholders, and the board of directors. I submit then that the corporations, through their leaders, have a unique obligation to their shareholders, an obligation which no other corporation has. I feel it's their obligation to protect this trust, and at the same time, I submit it's their obligation to educate their shareholders in regard to the rights and responsibilities. It's my opinion, personal opinion, that as of this date, the corporations are not, I feel they are failing in this unique responsibility, and it's becoming a very critical question, very critical item as 1991 approaches. The corporations seem to be working in the traditional sense. They're working to be successful economically. They're investing money, doing all things that a normal corporation would do. And fortunately, they seem to be succeeding in this regard. But in my opinion, they should be using some of their resources, some of the tremendous resources available to them, and make an effort to educate not only the young, but the old shareholders in their rights and responsibilities as shareholders. Last night, Martin Moore and others said that they have noticed no big changes, nothing drastic since the land claims passage. Again, I would submit that unless the corporations live up to this obligation of educating their shareholders, come 1991, there is a possibility of drastic change. Change that is not possible right now because the people cannot sell or trade or divest themselves of these shares. Again, earlier today, Mr. Andy Kelly here stated, we have to educate our young people. I say the corporation, both village and regional corporation, has the obligation to educate all shareholders, young and old. I don't feel that they have or are meeting this obligation, and I'd like to see either, I don't know how it can be done. It could be done through corporation leaders coming to the schools, talking to the kids, corporation leaders perhaps working with educators to present materials, corporation leaders giving educators some direction as to the information and the type responsibilities they feel that their shareholders should have. That's one point I'd like to talk to. I'll give Andy a chance and then go on to one more.
Unakoni Jim Carton, school of Tilakat Pamani High School, 8 years mani chalil chalishok, imangami school of Tulunia. Makunko is an apnically chaliluni Pamani. Tasukoni Kank took TV Mikoktans Hok, Ramsey Clarkam Kansramka, Manapit Kugua. Kansok Hoktani, Ironica has a Muktoman land claim Salam Naktakmat, Makutoni, you beat Pit Kluki, Asokchi Askat Pit Klukunamka, Mandakoni land claim Salam Naktaka, Birchot. Tana Hoktai, Nankalrasunimutanayoka, cooperation up with Makut, Jingi Likluki, Matuman, Nunamtun, Nugalgotskaki Taksosinet.
That's regional and village corporations.
Okay. Takukoni Yamazuka, regional corporation, village corporation, Tamakut, Alukakaki. Tamakut Awani Pshutta, Tumak, Kalukitali, Ukani, Akishat, Kitukakakakakakakakakakia. Corporation at Tamaku, the Chadiakank to Tamaku, shareholder at Koninas of Kafnaki. Tang was honey, he was seen the corporation nominee Ilan Richak, Tang Hoktang was honey. Corporation at Tokmakut, Akim Tungin, looks at the Changat Skafnani taught Nikhilkotoka. Jolly Hotten Katarishi Yak sounded and Tarum Chute for Koloting. Tagam hook school of Salamutamanatan Ritoka, Makut hook or shareholder, corporation of Tamakut State Tamatum Kokalan Kakaoyakut, National Rich Kakaoluki. Upping of Kunati hook town at Kiskun in 1991, Imkuzilukta hook pitchy cargo, Tatam Tsarsun Ayokluta, Chali Chamuk, Chimish Palram. Kiskantown Alapan Sluta Chali Chimish Party in Chali Tang Chikluta. Corporation at Homagut Achakhlutin Tamatim Chaliakan Sakut, Makut shareholder at Lee Chakluki, Akasangwata, Nutarangwata, Pitchat and Corporation at shareholder and Ratsligut. Chief List at Homagut. Chalice Hutung Honim Kunaka, Schoolari Tulinaka Matunga Schoolam Gilrutsteinik, Angayok Paitnik, Chalice Hosilutung Supikun, Slaughterton Tony Chalin Royas is Rita.
You think you should the board of directors should go to the schools and.
Yeah, I think some leaders within the corporation somehow should work out. I mean, that's one thing they could do.
Yeah, I think we're going to go to corporation at Chiuli State. School of Angayo Kit, Katok Sutung, Kanroy Sutung Supigun, Sok Sutung Tony, Pinroya Silrit, Manna Upusmanam Tukoto.
Again, let me point out that these corporations are in a very unique position and there is no other corporation to look to for direction in this area, and I think it's something that corporations have to look to and come up with their own solution. The other point I'd like to talk to is the 1971 enrollment. I find it interesting up there at the school. In our school system from K through 12, we have approximately 207 students. According to the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, 109 of them are non-native. All the Head Start children and the preschool children in this village, according to this act, are considered non-native. My own two children, born of a Yupik mother, are considered non-native. By this act, these children are denied the heritage that the act was passed with the express purpose of saving and guaranteeing. I think this is contrary to the intent of the act, and I'm quite concerned about the fact that these Native students, or these Native children, are denied any voice not only in the preservation of the past, but also in the determination of the future. I ask that...
How many students altogether did you say?
We're about 207 right now.
207.
And approximately 109 of them are under non-shareholders. And my, you know, how it can be done, I don't know, but I feel that the only way that these people can take full part in their heritage and in the determination of their future is somehow to become equal within these corporations to the people that are already in them. And that, I thank you for listening.
Atamoni kanqtuqqa cooperation atkhumaq chiwlist ut mattungtungiinunna salihuqqa khatna qaillukkuarlatun qayuqhilleerlutun samakka aran kallugut mattum salissuut kaanak sali puqtiarkaagut qaillukkuarpaqarlutun huq asillraamuk salissuut kaamuklak nalkuquqainarsiqut Tolukhani ko umukka chali asilif kanani kanqtuq. Kwattau hormai.
Right now, the enrollment is 200 about
300. Kwattan pitaalutung 200 ak chipluku, 200 matlundun ak chipluku, school agat mai amlhtasi nilrit. Tolukhukka yivrihluki maatan pi 109 students tkiluki. Matumun corporation, Celeste Corporation, the name of corporation, Ila Routes Chiganatan. Im Kotitan Hook, Ayokota, Kutta, Mixnorat, Asokchimat Rastum, the Sintuok Ichinakoni, Mazru Hook, Yupim Kuranak Sutk, Tagam Hook, Yupuskamayak Sintagam. Dortn khoni asok simal gasn ko gayo kok ta ko khina ta ko tali ta simani pek chip ko mix ngorat dortn tali ayo ayo ku tai kai suk ko ngot ko ta ma ko ta ilak si chu nak sak sna khot mat tum tungi nun na cha tun ne mutun im kutun khoni sikhtun ko ayo ku tun
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. There were two other students whose names I had, Natalia Lamont and Darlene Johnson. If they are here, I think it would be a good time now to hear from them.
Hello, I'm Darren Johnson, and I'm representing part of the 7th grade class. We feel that our younger brothers and sisters should be able and to be part of the Solista Corporation because they are natives like we are. We should not sell our stocks because we will lose control of our corporation and land.
Anakawane Darlene Johnson. Kanakhtuk. She represents Darlene, part of the Imkut 7th grade Ilakhtuk, Ilakhatsi. Saitakumyokhtkut. King Unrit Pia. Ilatung. Kiyokritung. Bakkaryakhtini. What there is the corporation now on 1971 Naklugal in the Dakhulata. Sinumuani Ilout Ilaukakalbakayakini. Makut Tumak Tung Sharon Corporation Natkun Tundakov Kunaki Toiwa Tun Kunung Tamarichik Hamung Light Mamuknik Nunat Muknik Tawat Tawat Bitakun Kanak Tuna Kavana.
I'm Natalia Lamont, and I'm representing part of the Amanak 7th grade class. The 7th graders feel that the native shareholders should not be able to sell their shares when 1991 comes. The 7th graders also feel that the natives born after 1971 should become shareholders of the corporations.
Natalia Lamont. Unasuwani si Natalia Lamont, tali ukunun 8th grade, 7th grade dan idlausini nuni, nakitrani pamani. Saita ko idlain tapaktuki umyoktkut. Magut kingon 1971 kingoni yoktkat shareholder ka yakti ni lut state dot biskoma yaktuki tali in khuduki wat share na tu med gut tunis kanati tamaku shareholder corporation now na tatrait. What's this one? Native. Huh? This one right here. Yeah. Native. This one?
When?
Do I? 1991. 1991. Kiskan. What you could say, the good man, the good man, the good 1990
round of applause is for all the students and for their teacher and teachers. We have a time now to hear from some other people, and I've put down on my list Paul Manunek of Sheldon Point, Dorothy Kemeroff, Father Astrick, Tony Oliveira, and Martha Agatluck.
I'm back on up here again, Mr. Tom Berger, and I would like to address myself to you and to the people present here in the room, but strongly I'd like to express my feelings toward the children born after 1971. Question has been brought up by one of the natives here in Imanga, right here in this room, but there was no answer given, and it's been brought up time and time again as people talk throughout the evening last night and throughout the day today. And one of the high school students early this morning also stated that she would like to have the children born after 1971 included in this act. And just now we heard two youngsters from the elementary stating their views on this act. I agree with them. We should have the children born 1971 on be included in this act. Now, my question is, these children that were born after 1971 were excluded from the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Were they excluded from the act because the federal government foresaw that lawmaking, decision-making, people foresee that we the natives of Alaska cannot and could not survive this great ordeal of governing our land and our money, which was freely given back from the federal government after it was unjustly sold by the Russians to the federal government for such a small amount of money? And were these children excluded from the act because the federal government knew by 1991 that they would in some way have some knowledge as to how to run our land and money in such a way that we as a tribe governed by our own children, native children, would not lose this land and our money to the oil exploiting companies of this world? Andrew.
Akwahuk sikan kasriya kok tawam hok tai hok mat tumun at tamah cakai hok pakami makun ka do ko 1971 nam king ngok ni yuk ni chuk ne os mani ko ka kun skula kan ka ap khalak tut makun kan ut ka khuk is makat 1971 nam king ngok na pit khuk ya Kotorugawa yatam Akukoni Naskol Haka at Tamponi Tamatu Tamana Kanut Kluku. Ilax Kumaluki Tamakut 1971 of King Mok New Street. Ilax Kumaluki Kanhaksu. Umduk Palam Umyomikun Tamakut the Malistai. Tanahok apit po sa likiyum kiyumak sa ito ka kawagapak. Apit mim na ako. Makutok ka siin na tingawlapot ilakuki mawat klaim sa dalam na akong bisong redat yukatim ko 1971 ng king ngakon. Manakoka ang uwi ito umiyokt kasi ni Kotan Pisho ka. Ako kakasiko itamakot. Kasi ako tamana nunabot man na awluk na yukliko. Ay. King ulang nun man na kasi ako awluk na yukliko man na nunabot. Pasukka ang tamatum takut sukan kayamuk. Manan nunawutiuk naluku to asutiuk halukum lukuyut kuku.
I would like to further my speech here. I think we could ask the Congress to enact into law on our behalf, the Native people of Alaska, to include the children born after 1971, so that they can have a better knowledge of what is going on in the Settlement Act and work on our behalf, not only on our behalf, but for the coming generations to come.
Tawasikwani kanhtokka angurata khokona aps kumaya ka aptukuya ka makutilak sukuki kingu laputtoni iukhut 1971 kingo ki chali sokhukulit kumaluku matum claim settlement act mayo kutcha totn tagi ngumaluku pikunung sokhutung khlutun rusik khata.
In 1985, when you make your final decision on all of what you have gathered here in these testimonies, we would like to see an answer in regards to 1971 and on, the children that were born after 1971. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. 1995 ami.
Thank you, sir. Dorothy Kamaroff.
My name is Dorothy Kamaroff. I'm a shareholder in Imangak Corporation. And my concerns are for the village people. And also, the number one concern is that the economic and the social condition of the native Alaskans, the Yupiks. Right now, most of our young men have no income, no source of income in the villages. And we hear so many people complaining about how we live under Social Security, or how other people in the other states have to support the Native Alaskans, mainly because the entry permit, the fishing entry permit, is closed to the majority of the Native Alaskan male. And I really don't think that's it's fair. I think it's very unfair and unjust. To give only a few of the people, the natives, that income, source of living income, because subsistence life is only used mainly for 3 months out of nine months. And I believe the federal government or federalia should try and do something about, you know, trying to open the entry permit to all natives, males. My number two concern is about the social condition of the people in Alaska, the Yupiks. First of all, we hear about whose responsibility is it to educate our young people about the culture. And there has been some questions and some disagreements on who should teach our young people the native culture and the native language. I believe that the elders and the parents should teach their young children. But after everything happened, you know, to upset our way of life and so many changes that have happened that our elders don't understand, and right now every elder thinks that the young people should get a Western cultural education. But in order to keep our Yupik culture and our sense of identity, I think the Yupik leaders, elders, and the parents should take that responsibility of teaching their young children. But we don't have any source of income. And I believe that the federal government should fund some kind of, should find some way to fund the elders and the parents and aid them in educating their young, because they have lost